This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado Connector, or COCO, is coming to the Northern Front Range in 2029. The Front Range Passenger Rail's Board of Directors approved a plan today that will provide three daily train trips between Denver and Fort Collins. The new route will include stops in six cities. The board will vote on a measure to expand service at a public meeting in Pueblo next month. The head of Adam County's health department says she's still totally in the dark about what's happening with at least one case of tuberculosis inside an immigration detention center. Last month, the agency confirmed a detainee in the GEO facility in Aurora had an active case of TB. ICE says the person was treated and removed and that there have been no active TB cases at the facility, but a state or county investigation has not been allowed. Kelly Weidenbach is the county health executive director. She says GEO has stopped communicating.
We don't know what's going on in the facility without that communication and cooperation.
Today, a federal court heard a case in which GEO sued the Colorado over a new law requiring stepped-up health inspections. The southern Colorado town of La Vida is under its most stringent water restrictions in more than two decades. Mayor Doug Bergoch.
The worst-case scenario is that we will have to rely on the generosity of our neighbors and hope that somebody has a water supply that we can truck in. That is unfathomable. 80,000 gallons a day, that's 10 semi-truckloads of water. Where are we going to get that?
The mayor says if the summer monsoons don't bring significant rain, all they can do is pray for an early snow. This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver.